From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. As businesses shut down indefinitely to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus, thousands of workers around South Florida are facing an uncertain future. WLRN's Sherilyn Cabrera and Jenny Stiletovich talked to some of those workers who have been told to turn in their uniforms and stay home. The music you'll hear is from Jelani Jacobs, a line cook at the Diplomat Resort in Hollywood. His last day of work was last week. He's also a musician who performs under the name Jesus de Grinch.
Everyone is scared. It's like we're living paycheck by paycheck. To lose a day is bad enough. You know, but to take out work and leave it indefinite, it's a really frightening thing because you have no idea of, you know, how you're going to pay your bills next week. Still, it's still hard to survive off the pay we're getting anyway. And so it's just, you know, it's just the reality of today. I know many of the workers that are, for all practical terms, are considered homeless. I myself am considered homeless. I live in a warehouse. I sleep on the floor in a warehouse. I just knew it was a matter of time. I just didn't think it was going to happen that quick.
I've been everything from a kitchen manager for an aftercare program. I've did my mom and pop's restaurants. Cooking has been like a passion of mine since my childhood. We face natural disasters all the time. I'm from the Virgin Islands. We face natural disasters the same as Florida. So, you know, I thought it was more like along the lines of a natural disaster. Like, okay, we're going to get through this. It's going to be a couple of days, maybe a couple of months. But, hey, it's not the end of the world. This pandemic seems like it's about to be the end of the world. You could be a leader just like Moses. People going to let you down. Whatever the reason, just stay focused and adjust your crown. No one has ever really gave us anything to go off of besides, like, hey, turn in your uniforms, turn in your locker bags, and we'll see you in about 30 days. I have rent, I have phone bills that I'm terrified about right now.
I work at a little tiny restaurant called Blue Collar. I honestly did not take the coronavirus very seriously. You know, we heard about it maybe a week or two ago, and everybody was almost joking, like, oh, it's a corona, you gotta get a little lime. When the manager called me and told us, listen, everybody is laid off, the whole entire staff, we're cleaning out the fridge. And, you know, they let us take any perishable food that we needed to sustain ourselves, but no money could payroll or pay time off.
We had to lay off over 70 people. It is definitely not something you want to ever have to do. So for us, it was obviously a terrible thing. All of our staff are, of course, you know, we're going to call them straight away as soon as we can get operational again. We don't have a lot of economic cushion personally, so, you know, we feel for everybody and we're in the same boat, and all we can do is try to take care of each other and kind of get to the other side of this thing. I think the only silver lining is maybe that through this there will be real change and a better society on the other side.
That was Dwayne Thwaites, a concession manager at Marlins Park, Jelani Jacobs, Christina Quinlan, a waitress in Miami, and John Burnett, the owner of Taquiza Tacos. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.